Amidst the horror of war in Iraq, the almost daily suicide bombings and the mistreatment of prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison, there are also some good deeds. At Camp Buka, in the south of Iraq, one U.S. Army reservist became known to prisoners as the Angel of the Desert. Her name is Stacey Garrity. NPR's Ari Shapiro sat down to talk with her.
The Angel of the Desert has returned to the mountains of northern Pennsylvania. After more than a year in and around Iraq, Major Stacey Garrity is back to her old routine. She wakes up every morning, has a cup of tea, and drives down Route 220 to her job in marketing. No more 18-hour days, no more sandstorms or poisonous snakes, no more interpreters.
This is a picture of all my interpreters and then some
of the
NCOs.
It's obvious from talking to her that her heart remains at Camp Buka.
What had happened was they had worked for us for a year, so I bought them all plaques just to thank them, and they were very excited about those. They took them home and put them in their houses and showed their families.
Garrity is sitting at her dining room table in Athens, Pennsylvania, leafing through photographs from her stay at an Iraqi prison.
Okay, this is the Iraqi generals. This is just a small group of them. This was right before they got on the bus to go back to Baghdad.
The photograph shows her in full camouflage, smiling, hands at her sides, flanked by 12 Iraqi generals who surrendered on the first day of the war.
We put together a couple coolers of ice and sodas and Gatorades and all kinds of junk food and to try and make it truly a happy bus. Just because they had been there a very long time, had been very cooperative. They were, you know, so excited about going home to see their families. So we tried to make it pleasant. We tried to give them a good send-off.
She still keeps in touch with two of them over email. Major Garrity handled detainee processing at Camp Buka. That means she dealt with everyone coming in and going out. She was also responsible for family visitations and interpreters, and she was the Red Cross liaison. There were also projects Garrity took on that were not within her job description, like setting up a post office system for detainees, or procuring soccer balls. That plan came out of a Red Cross suggestion that the detainees might be happier if they had something to occupy their time.
So I got together with my interpreters, and, you know, I know they have a lot of rich Kuwaiti friends, and I said, what if I wrote a generic letter? When you're back in Kuwait, would you be willing to just take this around and hand it out, and we'll see if anybody would be willing to help? So not knowing if we would be successful, but they did that, and pretty soon I was getting phone calls, and we were able to meet people at the border, and I think the one delivery they gave me must have been 200 soccer balls and volleyballs, and there were 400 games, and they were a mixture of checkers, chess, and backgammon.
Camp Buka is still a prison, though, and like other U.S.-run prisons, it has its problems. In May of 2003, a new busload of detainees arrived at Camp Buka. A group of soldiers dragged them across the ground, kicked and stomped them. Garrity reported that abuse, and four soldiers were discharged from the Army. Two received other than honorable discharges, and two received general discharges. Those soldiers have since publicly criticized the leadership at Camp Buka. Garrity says the case has been taken care of, and she no longer wishes to discuss it. There was also a riot at the camp on April 13th of last year. Prisoners said they wanted more soap and food, and during the riot, a prisoner attacked a guard with a tent pole. The guard shot and killed the prisoner. The Army's Criminal Investigation Division deemed it a justifiable shooting. Garrity was processing detainees in a different part of the camp that day and was not at the riot. She says she's not allowed to discuss the incident. Despite these problems, Ahmed Al-Shimri, a former detainee, says life at the camp was good when Major Garrity was there.
It was a great year. It was the greatest year in my life and everyone's life here. We couldn't imagine that she is from the Army.
Shimri was a soldier in Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard. He surrendered when the war began and served time at Camp Buka. After he was released, the contracting company Titan hired Shimri to work as an interpreter at the same prison where he'd been a detainee. Shimri says things have changed since Garrity left.
Well, it became a real camp now. It's like a prison. Before, nobody can feel it's a prison. Like, everyone was happy. Can you imagine some people asking, like, we don't want to stay in Abu Ghraib, we want to go to Buka. We don't want to go to Iraqi jail, we want to stay in Buka.
He says former detainees and their families still come to the prison gate with gifts for Major Garrity. The merchants in the nearby city of Umkasar ask why Garrity doesn't drop by their stores anymore. Major Garrity says she thinks of them too, even though she's far from Umkasar.
Don't buy this. I'm getting it retiled. I had a flood while I was gone.
She's in her basement, where she keeps big trunks full of Iraq memorabilia.
That's bayonets.
She pulls out handmade flags and drawings that detainees gave her. And then she finds what she's looking for.
Here they are.
They're handmade cards from children at an orphanage in Basra.
Remember the
Garrity
children.
Arranged for the camp to adopt this orphanage.
Says,
they put out a call for Americans to send supplies. Soldiers placed stories in their local newspapers, and within weeks, hundreds of boxes were arriving at the camp, full of clothes, baby wipes, and toys. The soldiers threw parties for the orphans, and when Garrity was getting ready to leave, the orphans threw her a party in return. They made these cards.
My mother gave the love which a son need, but Garrity gave me the kindness which I need. She's a friend that I will never forget. I am from Iraq, but I scream and I say I am from the USA Army because I love Major Garrity. This is embarrassing. That's what made me cry, though. Major Garrity, don't say goodbye. My eyes will be full of tears. You're my friend to the end of my life. I will never forget. So I think this was good for the kids to get a good experience with American soldiers. I mean, a lot of soldiers did a lot of good things for them. They gave me all this because I was leaving.
Colonel Ralph Sabatino was at Buca with Garrity. He was the legal liaison for the Geneva Conventions, and he coined the title Angel of the Desert to describe Garrity. He says she understood what it meant to win the hearts and minds of Iraqis.
She looked at every detainee as a human being. It didn't matter that maybe this person had been identified as a Fedayeen member. They were in our custody and they were human. She extended human concern for that person.
But, he says, not everyone at the camp appreciated what she did.
A lot of people found that distasteful. You know, why are you helping the enemy? And she really wasn't helping the enemy. She was just giving human concern for human beings. And it was the most charitable Christian act I think I've ever witnessed in my life.
Garrity says it's hard to watch the news now, knowing how much there still is to do in Iraq. But she has a fiancé here, and a grandmother who's sick. She says it wouldn't be fair to them if she'd stayed at Buca any longer than necessary. But would she go back if she's asked?
Oh, of course I would. Yeah. It would be my honor.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
To see photos of Camp Buca and hear the stories behind them, log on to our website, npr.org.